Central Virginia's source for full coverage of the 2023 General Assembly. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
Partly sunny skies and, once again, comfortable temperatures throughout the day today. Highs will climb into the upper 70s.
56 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios at 5 this Tuesday morning. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
The Virginia Department of Corrections is searching for a Charlottesville man who's accused of violating a supervised probation. 22-year-old Deontay Ruffin is considered armed and dangerous.
One of the parties to the suit challenging the disposition of the former Charlottesville statue of Robert E. Lee, the Ratcliffe Foundation, was asking Judge Paul Petros for a change of status. It turns out the foundation listed itself as a corporation when it filed the lawsuit, and that is not the case. The judge denied the motion.
Charlottesville police are reviewing surveillance video from the Preston Avenue area as the search continues for a shots fired suspect. Last week, a car with bullet holes was found a short distance away on Prospect Avenue, but the suspect was gone.
Researchers at the University of Virginia and Johns Hopkins have called on the National Institutes of Health to start recognizing persons with disability as a health disparity community.
So we talk about 1 in 4 Americans living with a disability, broadly speaking. That's 1 in 3 for people living in rural communities. I think the first step is really formally designating the disability community as a health disparity population. It sends a signal more broadly. So it's not just about catalyzing that research, but it's also signaling that this is a population that has been formally recognized, and that catalyzes action in a lot of other spaces as well.
Rupa Valdez, an associate professor at UVA Health, explains how this will help.
So the goal was to bring both awareness of the disability community as a health disparity population, and then in the end to catalyze action, both in terms of research, but also in terms of making changes in the ways that we create spaces, the ways we create services and policies.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 56 degrees with Fox News, your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, and the Joe Thomas in the Morning program coming up on the station, celebrating 90 years serving Central Virginia. And you're going to get the party with Big Ray and the Cool Cats, brought to you by Better Living Building Supply on WCHV.
Your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast has partly sunny skies and, once again, comfortable temperatures throughout the day today. Highs will climb into the upper 70s. Tonight, we'll see a few clouds passing through with lows in the lower 50s. Wednesday, we'll continue with the partly sunny skies. Highs right around 80 degrees. Some cooler air back for the second half of the week.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist AJ Willie on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.